Are you afraid of the underground, Ryan?
No, I mean, actually, I think being underground is cool. Like, when you were a kid and you went to a cave, like, that was really cool.
Well, so I didn't grow up in Missouri.
Stalactites. Well,
so I didn't spend my childhood in a cave.
I spent most of my childhood in caves. Yeah,
did you
really? Wishing I was in a cave, like Huckleberry Finn or something. No, yeah,
awesome.
Like, most vacations you would go on, you stop at a cave. But I definitely went to a lot of caves when I was a kid. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Como Explained. It's the podcast from the KBIA newsroom that takes some of the thorny issues and politics that affect our community and breaks them down for you. I'm Scott Pham, the digital content director here at KBIA. My co-host is Ryan Femuliner, assistant director of the newsroom. Ryan, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Assistant director. I always go by assistant news director. So I don't know. That was weird for you to hear you say that.
Like assistant director?
No, I think that it sounds more professional, right? But yeah, how are you feeling, Scott?
I'm good. I don't, but who cares about me? It's your birthday today, Ryan.
It is my birthday, although you're just dating the show now because it may take a while. Though,
yeah, I know. This show's going to come out a little while after. But
yeah, but it's still going to be. But no, thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks. But yeah, no, it's going well so far. Wife surprised me with a cookie cake at work. So
that was awesome.
That's a nice wife there.
Yeah. Yeah, that cookie cake was pretty great.
Yeah, it was. So are we going to do a show or talk about cakes?
We're just going to hang out. I don't know. Okay, so the genesis of this show is something we've been trying to do for a while now, and I'm kind of excited about it. When we were kind of starting the show, maybe a few episodes in, we had gone to Reddit, the Columbia, Missouri Reddit, the local subreddit here for the town, and we said, what are some things you want explained about Columbia? And one of the most popular answers, one of the most popular things they wanted explained was, what about the tunnels? What about all the tunnels that are downtown or on Broadway or 9th Street? A little bit of disagreement as to where these tunnels are supposed to be, but there's definitely a lot of talk about Columbia Underground.
Right. And so we decided to take that as the approach, is what's underground in Columbia. But we started with that question, these tunnels downtown, alleged tunnels downtown, right? So one of the guys on Reddit, or gals, I'm not sure, mentioned the idea that there was one running between Missouri Theater and another old theater where the Panera is now.
Which would be across the street.
Right. And
that's
so,
one idea.
And we thought, great, we know the guy at the Missouri Theater, the facilities guy, let's ask him.
Yeah, and so we called up John Murray.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, this is something that that is plausible, because back in the day when there were vaudeville theaters, there would often be a tunnel that would connect the theater to another building like a hotel to get the performers onto stage. It's a pretty good idea. Turns out not to be true.
Yeah. Like you said, the idea of it makes sense, but he didn't know anything about it from the facility. We did a little bit of other digging as well and couldn't come up with any record of that.
Yeah.
At all, really.
So we're going to call that a myth debunked.
Sorry, guys.
John Murray has managed that building for some time. And he knew about this rumor. He had looked into it himself. He had made some calls, looked around the building, could not find anything.
But that wasn't the only place people have talked about tunnels downtown.
No.
There are rumors there's lots of them in other places that go around town. So we decided to keep looking into it and say, okay, maybe that one doesn't exist, but maybe they exist elsewhere. And so there was this guy who wrote an article for the Columbia Daily Tribune, Warren Dalton, who I wasn't familiar with before I got into this, but he seems to be a really great local historian.
Looks like a cowboy.
Yeah, he does. His photo is really something.
Bolo tie.
As a sight. Yeah, yeah. I'm impressed with the guy. So anyway, so Warren Dalton tried to address this question in the Tribune last year, actually, and said, you know, there actually has been a lot of people asking about this, and I've done a lot of research on this.
And he's also an owner of land, of downtown land.
Right. He owns some buildings downtown. And so he talked about the background of some of these buildings. They were built in the late 1800s and early 1900s, and some of them were built as livery stables, right?
Houses for horses.
Yes, there used to be horses galloping where Tonic is now. So these livery stables, they would usually have three floors, he says. They'd have offices and rooms for employees, and the horses were in the basement. And then there was hay on the second floor with a chute all the way down to the basement. They're not all built that way, but some of them are, he says. You know, this is way back when. And then eventually, you know, cars came around and stuff, and downtown started looking closer to what it looks like today with actual main streets and things like that. So when that happens, these stables don't make sense downtown anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they knock all these out, and you start building some new buildings on top of these foundations that are already there, with these spread out, these large buildings, spread out stables that had a lot of these wide basements downstairs.
Right, and the buildings they put on top of them were smaller than the actual basements, causing the basements to actually stretch out underneath the building farther than you think they'd go to, sometimes a little bit underneath the street.
Right, and so for many people downtown, he thinks this may have been what feeds these rumors that there are tunnels, that people will be going down into these basements and see these things and assume, oh, this runs out to here. Or they may tell someone else about this strange room they saw. They never actually looked to see where it went. But it may just be an extended basement that isn't used anymore, that doesn't actually go out anywhere. But yeah, he said sometimes it may even go all the way into basically the middle of the street, and that, you know, that may feed that rumor, I guess.
I think that would creep me out if I lived in a house and the basement was bigger than the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that creep you out?
It would creep me out, yeah. I mean,
what's this for? Alternate dimension.
Right.
That the internal space is bigger than the external space.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So fortunately, I don't have to do that because I don't live downtown. But he did a lot of research on this and basically said, you know what? There really isn't anything to this. He said that he believes this is a legend, not true, urban myth. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he seems to know what he's talking about, but regardless, we decided to still do a little bit more investigating and try to see what we could find out.
Yeah. So the livery stables he's talking about are along Broadway and those are real basements, and those exist, but those tunnels do not. So I think so far we've debunked the Broadway tunnels, we've debunked the 9th Street tunnel that goes between the Missouri Theater and then called the Hall Theater where Panera is.
But like I said, I decided to go ahead and keep looking because it's like, you know, I heard other stories too. There's always these stories about, you know, every town has these, actually most of the towns I've lived in had these stories about these Prohibition era tunnels where people will be running, you know, running rum underneath between different places and things like that. So like, you know what? Why don't I just call Public Works and see what's going on? And that was actually something that John Murray recommended we do too. So I called Public Works and said, hey, I have a weird question. And the woman that answered the phone laughed at me and said, you know, I don't know anything about those. But, you know, why don't you try community development or the building and site development people? Because they're going to have all the maps of all these downtown proposals and can tell you what's down there. So I called them. I talked to a woman there. She laughed at me. But then she said, you know what? She's like, I don't know anything about this, of course. That is a weird question. She said, you know what? I'll send you to this guy, Phil Teeple. He's the building regulation supervisor for the city. And so I got to him and he laughed at me, of course.
Did anybody not laugh at
you? No, they all laughed at me. I mean, I'm laughing too.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, but they are all laughing at me and not hiding it. Like, what are you? And I have to say, I'm sorry I'm such a weirdo, but I need to know. And he said, you know, and he did acknowledge it. Yeah, I've heard some of these stories too. And he said, you know, we've never been able to find anything like that. He did mention one other thing that are tunnels underground. And this kind of got to our idea of where there are actual underground. There's things called box culverts. Do you know what box culvert is, Scott?
No, I didn't
really know either until he explained it to me and I Googled it. They're used for stormwater drainage. If you Google it right now, you'll see what I'm talking about and you'll say, oh, yeah, I've seen those before. He said there are some of those downtown. There's one that starts at Flat Branch and you shouldn't because they're storm drainage and they're not very safe. They're not built for pedestrian traffic, but it runs all the way under north of Jefferson Junior High School and then just north of 6th Street. There are these tunnels where stormwater is going to go.
So it actually is a tunnel?
It actually is a tunnel. It's not one of these like legendary things we're talking about. It's something that was built for infrastructure purposes to help drainage of over – like we're definitely been using them this year with all this rainwater that's been coming down. They're not like sewer drains. They are just for this stormwater drain, stormwater sewer – stormwater – routing, I guess, if you will. So
I see. So in a way, there are tunnels. They're just not very fun.
There are tunnels, but they're not very fun. They're very systematic and the same thing you would find everywhere else. So there you go. There is a tunnel, but it's not all that exciting. I did ask him, though, you know, what about like this idea of a Prohibition era tunnel or something? He said, you know, I don't know about anything like that. I feel like I would know about it. But if somebody was building one of those illegal tunnels, they probably wouldn't put it on their plans they were submitting to the city, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and say there's a chance somebody did one of these things way back when, and they could be under there. Nobody knows about it, but it seems very unlikely.
Do you hold out a little bit of belief? Do you think it's
possible?
I mean,
just because, why not? I'm a believer.
Just because you want to feel good about the way you spent your afternoon.
Basically, yeah. Like I wasn't just on a wild goose chase here. There was maybe there is still something. Maybe there is some really cool guy, some gangster from 1920 who built this labyrinth downtown so he could run his terrible booze from one place to another so he could blind people.
Was it embarrassing to make all those calls?
It was. Yeah, I mean, I make a lot of embarrassing calls in my career.
No, you make a lot of serious calls too.
And I asked the first one. I'm like, you know, hey, she's like, I know nothing about it. But I'm like, hey, take my name and number down because I'm sure you're going to tell one of your coworkers I got the weirdest call today, and maybe they'll say, hey, I know something about that, and they'll call
me. My name is Scott Pham.
Exactly. I am an idiot. Uh-huh. All right. So yeah, we talked to Public Works, but there actually are some tunnels under the MU campus.
Right. Yeah, these are not prohibition tunnels. These are tunnels that are functional and are in use now. They're not really secret tunnels.
No, they're not secret. People know about them. They're not. You can't go down in them either. You have to have explicit permission. It's really mainly just meant to be for authorized personnel on campus. They're mostly maintenance, right? They kind of crisscross around campus, and they their personnel can check repair systems, water, other utilities, stuff like that, and they're not going to have to dig up on campus to get to different things because that doesn't really work very well for the flow of a campus to not be able to get into the underneath of some of these buildings where all this wiring and water utility stuff is. So these tunnels do exist. People are down in them fairly regularly, but they're not something you're going to use as a pedestrian or probably anything you're ever going to see unless you ask somebody really nicely or know someone.
But my impression is that they exist mostly just to kind of service the other kinds of underground infrastructure that we know we have, right? We know there's underground pipes, drainage, wiring, electricity, telephones, that kind of thing. A lot of that stuff goes underground. So they just, instead of running that through some kind of buried line, they run it through these tunnels.
Yeah, it's not all that uncommon. A lot of campuses have these types of tunnels underneath them as well because it's harder to do stuff like that in a city because you'd have to ask every property owner and make sure they're in, whereas these universities own this entire plot of land. It's a lot easier for them to put in this kind of infrastructure underground because it's all, you know, shared land.
Yeah.
So
end of story is probably not secret tunnels.
Yeah.
Under Columbia. But, you know, what's more interesting about it is that I hear about this all the time. You know, even after Reddit, when I told people I was doing this podcast, they would mention this story to me. This is something we're not going to be able to explain definitively, but why are people so obsessed that this exists? Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just, I mean, there's like that history angle to it that it's like, you know, this was used for illicit activity way back when. But it's also just, I don't know. I think people are just fascinated with what's going on underneath. You know, underneath your footsteps as you walk around downtown. Maybe there is some really cool underground. Maybe there are mole people down there. Maybe there's some sort of, you know, secret stuff going on. I think it just feeds into that curiosity, right? I don't know. What do you think? Why do you think people care about this?
I don't know. I wonder if a lot of it might have to do with a kind of college mentality, you know? Mm. You know, you went to school here and I, you know, we work in Jesse Hall, which is kind of the beginning and end of a lot of tours. And I hear these tours all the time, all year around. And I feel like there's always a lot of legends they're being told, you know, and they like them. They like these stories. And I wonder if maybe, students that come here, maybe they get a little taken up with the kind of imaginative nature of it, the kind of romance of this old city with old secrets.
Yeah.
And they maybe they expand on it.
Yeah, I think so. And it's so easy to expand on that, right? Because we have these tunnels at MU and we have these things that if you've been in a basement, one of these buildings, it might look like a tunnel. So it's kind of exciting, right? And all that takes is one person telling another person, all of a sudden a tall tale gets started, right?
You know, the most exciting thing that we did find underground when we were poking around, not literally, making yeah. calls.
When we were digging holes every 3 miles yeah. looking to see what was below us.
It sounds kind of boring, but I think it's actually kind of fascinating. There's a giant underground storage facility just north of town.
Yeah, I don't think many people know about it. There hasn't been a lot written about it. It's called Subterra, which only has one R. I think you probably should have had Google wants to autocorrect it with two R's.
Don't let them do it.
That would be land, but no, that's not how it's spelled. It's Subterra with one R. But yeah, it's 1.2 million square feet of storage space.
That's about 60 acres underground. It's about 130 feet below the ground, solid limestone, I believe.
So it was built by ConAg, which does a lot of mining and stuff like that here in town. They dug out this huge this huge cave and use it for storage for basically for whoever needs it. There are a lot of other possible uses for this kind of land. It's not like this isn't a completely new thing, but it's probably something you didn't know about and is kind of interesting about what happens underground here in town. There was a talk at one point when they were trying to figure a new place for joint communications for the city. They were actually talking about putting it down under here because it's very secure. It's earthquake safe. It's if you're worried about cooling equipment, it's nice and cool, 60 degrees pretty much, 60% humidity. You know what you're going to get all the time down there. You're not having to deal with flooding or heat or cool or you know, or cold weather or whatever you have to deal with here. But at this moment, they're basically using most of it for storage for different companies and stuff.
Yeah, it's apparently pretty popular storage option. Not all of it is finished and ready for warehousing, but I gave them a call and they told me that everything that is finished is used. So you can't actually even get space there if you wanted. But yeah, sounds like a weird, fascinating place. One client that they do have is the IMU Library.
Yeah, which is really weird, right?
Like yeah.
If you're looking up a book and you see this weird code U2 on it, you might be like, wait, where's U? U, what does U stand for? Like, it's not first floor, second floor. Oh, that's underground.
Yeah. There's certain kinds of books that the library has, books that they've bought that are rarely, almost never checked out, go into an overflow facility. And then the ones that are even more rarely used out of that facility or can't fit in that facility go underground. And so do we have the numbers? I thought I printed it.
I found your number. 280,000 volumes from the MU Library's annex were moved there in 2007. They anticipate being able to shelve more than 1.3 million volumes, depending on the sizes. So,
yeah. But if you need a book there, what you got to do is actually send an email to somebody and say, I want to make an appointment to go to Subterra. And then you'll meet them at the above ground facility, drive down underneath the facility, get there, and it takes you about a week to get this done. it's pretty onerous.
But yeah, so it's a pretty strange use. They built shelving and stuff down there. I mean, it's literally kind of, from what I can tell from photos, it looks kind of like just like an extra wing of the library down in this cave.
It looks pretty normal, except you walk out and there are weird craggy limestone walls and natural columns made out of earth.
It's kind of like, I mean, you know, in a bit, not to be stereotypical about it, but it kind of looks like the Bat Cave. Like if, you know, Bruce Wayne has this wall of books or something like that, that's kind of what it looks like. I don't know. It's an interesting look.
Sounds like a wacky place.
But there are other people, like there's a huge one of these in Kansas City as well. Not owned by the same company, but the same idea of use storage or other businesses down there. So it's not necessarily a new idea, but it is this weird thing that goes on in town. But yeah, so there is some economy going on underground.
Yeah, there is. And one thing we should mention, too, is that this facility is all underground, privately held surface land. That is, it's pretty much impossible that it's underneath your house right now. Above that, I'm not quite sure what is above that, but it's all owned by the mining facility.
Right, which makes sense because you can't really – I would be kind of ticked if somebody had a cave underneath my ground that I didn't know about and might be – you know, could lead to a sinkhole or something like that.
You think so?
I don't know. I'd be kind of ticked about that. You'd be happy about it.
I think I can make my peace with it.
Yeah.
It's really far down there. I don't know if I have a lot of stake in that part of the ground.
I don't know. You're not a landowner. If you're a landowner, this is my land. How dare you? Okay, so moving on. This place is like a mile north of I-70 on Stadium. So
it's right on the edge of town.
If you're curious, that's where it is. But again, you couldn't just go like, you know, on a field trip down there. You need to call ahead. And they probably wouldn't even play ball with you unless you need to get a book. So that might be your best chance of getting underground, actually, in Columbia, if you want to.
Yeah.
So sorry if we disappointed you guys. I really
am. But, you know, Reddit is a really good idea. I thought it was fun to research, learned a lot of weird things.
It was fun.
We're going to keep asking you guys for your ideas and your thoughts about the podcast.
So please let us know. And this, again, still a fun show. So give us some more stuff like this. We'd love to look into it.
Okay. I'm going to end it.
Okay.
That's going to do it for Como Explained. Find us on the iTunes store. Just search for Como Explained. If you really like us, leave a comment. It means a great deal. It helps people find the podcast. If you have any comments, tweet us at KBIA. Send us an email to news@kbia.org. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Bye, guys.